the solar system, the nine planets, including Saturn, with its rings. And if that isn't enough, check this out.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, when's it due?
Why'd you ask me when it's due?
Well, if you had the time, it would have been nice if you made each planet revolve separately. And Vanessa, if this was a real solar system, you would have had a four-planet collision.
Denise, this happens to be a great science project. It's as good as anything I've ever done, and I always get A's.
Vanessa, you're in the advanced class now. You gotta go beyond what you used to do. How much time did you put into this?
4 nights.
And how long have you known about this science fair?
A month and a half.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Oh, bye, Denise. Thanks.
Theo, you almost done?
No.
Well, okay, when you're finished, I want you to wash that bowl yourself, because I'm getting ready to start this load. Oh, no, it's broken.
Are you sure?
Theo, quick, we gotta get these dishes washed before your father comes down here. He comes down here and finds out that this thing is broken. He's gonna put on that engineer's cap, those coveralls, get that toolkit, and try to fix it.
And then he's gonna have me help him.
You remember the refrigerator? Started with a teeny little light that wouldn't come on, and 4 days later, the only thing that did work was the door handle.
But the whole time he kept saying, I almost have it.
Good morning.
Mom, you know, cleanup is so much easier.
By these modern appliances.
I agree. But this isn't gonna be full enough, and rather than waste the energy, why don't we just wait till after dinner to start it?
Good idea, Mom. See that?
It's broken, isn't it?
Cliff, I'll call the repairman.
You'll do no such thing. I can fix that, and it's cheaper. First of all, you call a repairman. What does he do? He comes here, charges us $35 to tell us that the part that's needed to make it run is somewhere on a mountaintop in Minnesota.
But Dad.
Hello.
When you fix it, we end up having to pay the repairman anyway.
We? Since when did you become we for paying bills?
But you do remember the refrigerator.
I almost had it. Dear, and you kept pressuring me.
That's because we've been eating out of cans for 3 days.
Look what time it is. I'd hate to be late for school.
Listen, what are you going to do after school?
Doesn't matter.
My son, the repairman's helper.
Leave me alone, Rudy.
Let me carry Morris.
It's not Morris, it's Mars, and you can't have it. You carry it, you bounced it.
Because before it was Mars, it was my ball.
Yeah, but wait a minute now. Just look at it this way, Rudy. You're making a contribution to science.
Okay. When can I have it back?
After the fair.
Okay.
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 Dan. You like my science project, don't you?
Do I like it? I love it. Claire, look at this. Is this fantastic or what? And on top of that, Claire, the piece de resistance, we have a 9-page report on the solar system. Now, stand over here, genius of mine, because the brain power comes from the Huxtable side. And you fire away. Ask a question. Go ahead.
What is the atmosphere like on the planet Saturn?
Breathe on.
The atmosphere on Saturn is composed of methane and molecular hydrogen. The average temperature is 350 degrees below zero, and the wind velocity is 700 miles per hour.
I'm very impressed.
Yes, indeed.
That must be Janet. Would you let her in, Dad?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'll go get a box to put it in.
Okay, honey, and I'll help you pack it up.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Huxtable.
Don't I know you from someplace? Did we double date together somewhere?
No.
Well, who are you?
Janet Meiser.
Oh, yes, you're my daughter's giggling partner. I have all your albums. Yeah. Well, what do you want?
My parents are waiting outside in the car. Is Vanessa ready?
Oh, yeah. She's putting her science project together. She'll be right out.
Don't tell me what she did. We swore each other to secrecy until the science fair. Hi, Mrs. Huxtable.
Hi, Janet. How are you doing?
Fine. You nervous?
A little. I was putting my project together until the last minute.
Oh? I finished mine 2 days ago.
Wow. I bet it's good.
Vanessa built a life-size space shuttle.
She did?
Yeah. Have your folks got a trailer outside?
Dad.
He's kidding. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Wish me luck. The winner gets a trophy.
Hey, I got a space right here for it.
Thank you.
Bye, Vanessa. Now, Cliff, that really was not necessary.
What?
These classes are competitive enough without us putting extra pressure on this girl.
There's nothing wrong with a little competition.
Okay, Cliff, I just don't want Vanessa to get carried away like a certain person in this family.
Are you talking about me?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. Now, let's take the way you play Monopoly.
What has Monopoly got to do with science?
I'm talking about the way you handle competition. You see, most human beings view Monopoly as a game, but you take it as a means to crush all those who would dare to challenge you. You are the worst. If somebody gets a go-to-jail card, you applaud.
That's right.
Somebody lands on your property, you start making cash registers.
Cha-ching! Cha-ching! That's right.
And then when you win, you pile all your money up in the floor and roll.
Yes.
You are the worst.
Yeah. Now I know what you're talking about now. This has nothing to do with science. You're still warm about the Monopoly game we play. And I had boardwalk, and you rolled the dice, and you landed on my boardwalk, and I had about 5,000 hotels and 600 houses, and you only had $30. And I told you to pay up, and you said, "But I'm your wife." And you better pay.
Well, who's gonna set up first?
Okay, I guess I will.
Wow! Where did you get those?
I made them.
You did?
I wasn't sure I'd be able to when I started, but the more I learned about them, the more I got into it.
Well, do they do anything?
Just this. I tried something different with this one. I added a sound command.
Did your father help you with this?
No.
You made those all by yourself?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
What's your project?
The solar system.
The solar system? I did that in the third grade. Had all the planets, the 16 moons around Jupiter. I even had a flaming asteroid. But it's nothing compared to what I have under that sheet.
Come on, Leon. Tell us what it is.
Promise not to tell anyone?
Promise.
Okay, under that sheet, I have a working tornado.
Wow.
Tornadoes aren't that hard. All you have to do is put a low-pressure warm air system under a high-pressure cold air system, and you've got it.
But mine destroys a miniature farm community. What's your project, Janet?
Robotics.
Can I see how they work?
Sure. Mr. Robertson, could I wait until Monday to set up my project?
Why?
Well, it's not finished yet, and I'd really like to do some more work on it.
I'm sorry, Vanessa, but we're going to start judging in a half an hour. Now, come on, get yourself ready. What time do you get out of school?
3 o'clock.
Now, you get out at 3 o'clock. It's already 3:15. I asked you to come here as soon as you get out of school.
Sorry, Dad. So how's it going?
So how's it going? burned just fine. I fixed it.
It's fixed. Dad.
Everything fixed.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, frickin' Freck, how you doing?
What happened?
Life's been too easy for me.
Well, we're gonna talk about the science fair. Who won?
Leon Haywood.
His project was great.
Really?
He had this tornado in a tube,
uh-huh.
And he kept throwing little cows and tractors into it, and they spin up to the top and fly out. I didn't know that tornadoes could be so devastating.
That'd be hard to beat. How'd you do?
Janet came in third.
Happy for you. Third place, all right. And number two. Number four.
Not me, Dad.
Well, what'd you come in?
14.
14?
But her project was really great.
Get them next time.
Right, Dad.
Okay.
Vanessa.
Yeah?
I'm sorry you came in 14.
Well,
I'm sorry I came in third.
Look, you don't have to apologize just because you were smart enough to have someone help you.
I didn't have anybody help me.
Your father's an engineer. He must have had something to do with it.
Vanessa, I worked very hard on my project. I didn't have anybody's help. Don't you believe me?
You say so.
So what do you want to do now?
Nothing.
No, you don't understand. I don't need a repairman. The machine is past repairman. What I'm asking for is if you have a machine that's the same model as the one that I had, you do. Now, can you get a man here to put it in before 5:30, before my wife gets home? Yes, I want to give her a present. You can? Oh, you're great. Thank you.
Dr. Huxtable?
Mrs. Wizard!
I think I want to go home.
Really? You think you want to go home?
Yes. Could you take me?
You really want to go home?
I really want to.
Well, yeah. I have to go up and get my keys, and then I'll come down and I'll take you home.
Thank you, Dr. Huxtable.
Okay. Dad.
Come in. Hi, Dad.
Hi. Everything okay?
Yes, Dad.
Well, Janet came downstairs and asked me to take her home. That's a short visit.
Yes, Dad.
What's happening?
Ever since she won third prize, she's been impossible.
She only won it just a couple of minutes ago, honey.
She won't admit it, but I bet her dad helped her. He's an engineer.
Did you ask her if he helped her?
Yes.
What did she say about it?
She said he didn't.
And do you believe her?
Every time I sat down to work, Rudy was always bothering me. I asked Mom if I could work at the kitchen table, and she said no. I don't even think Mr. Robertson likes me.
Are you finished?
And you only gave me $10 to do my project.
So a whole lot of people ruined this project for you, huh? Look at me. You know, there's two people in this room who really know better than that, don't we? Come here. Come on now. Just come over here. You tell me, what is the real problem, ma'am?
Dad, I thought what I did was good enough, but when I saw what those other kids did, I knew I could have done a lot more.
Mm-hmm. How much more?
A lot more.
Well, then why didn't you, dear?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Now, you come on, level with me. You know what? I don't know.
I guess I just didn't work hard enough.
Is that class too fast for you?
No.
Are they asking you to do things that you can't do?
Uh-uh.
Then how much more could you have done?
I could have done 75% more. Denise was right. I should have made each planet rotate by itself.
Mm-hmm.
I should have put moons around Mars and Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
Should have put comets and satellites.
Mm-hmm.
I could have put the Starship Enterprise.
Okay. It's my girl.
Dad?
Yeah.
Could I borrow $20?
Why, you want to run away from home?
No, I want to finish my science project.
The competition is over, honey.
I know.
You want to do it to show Mr. Robertson, right?
No.
You want to do it to show Dad?
No. I want to do it for me.
That's my girl.
Dad,
mm-hmm.
I can't breathe.
You have to understand, dear, that love hurts sometimes. Now, Janet is downstairs. Do you want me to take her home?
No.
Okay.
If I can talk her into it, can she stay for dinner?
Did her father help her with the project?
No.
I'll take the two of you for pizza.
Can I be crust?
You're pushing it.
We're all going out for pizza.
Yeah, as soon as your mom gets home.
Is it okay if I don't go?
The only time you ever missed out on pizza was when you had your tonsils out.
Dad, whenever we take Janet and Vanessa out to eat, they always make fun of me.
That's because you're funny. Listen, when the pizza comes, everybody waits except you. And we all say the same thing to you. Please, it's hot. You say, I don't care. You reach in, you grab the slice, pull it up, the cheese is still clinging to the thing. It's got a long line of it. You turn around, open up your mouth, and you bite down. And the heat is coming out of your mouth, steam. And then you start saying, and then you pull it away. There's cheese coming from the pizza. You got cheese down here, and you go, a little. And then you grab anything. Remember that time you grabbed that cup and it belonged to some people who had just left the table and had cigarette butts in it? And you just drank it down.
I'll get my coat, Dad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're thanking me for, because you're buying tonight. Now, do you have money, young lady?
No.
Do you have credit cards?
No.
Look, you go upstairs and get your sister. When Mrs. Huxtable arrives, you go get the car. Hey.
Hi.
Mwah. But don't take your coat off, because we're going out for pizza right now.
Okay.
Okay, well, where are you going, dear?
I'm going to the kitchen.
What are you going to get?
A little glass of juice.
Well, look, they sell juice in the restaurant, dear.
So tell me, how did Vanessa make out in her science fair?
Vanessa did just fine. She came in 14th place, and I asked her if she was in over her head. She said she felt good about herself. She asked me for $20 so she could go back and do the project all over again. She is not in over her head.
Very good.
Duh.
Now, if you could just do something about the other child in the family who is in over his head but refuses to admit it.
Well, if you tell me what Theo's problem is, I'll be glad to know.
Theo is not the child I'm referring to. The child I'm speaking of wears an engineer's cap, coveralls, has a toolbox, and has never fixed anything. Now, I want you to go straight up to your room, and Vanessa will come up and have a long talk with you about being in over your head.
Can I have some pizza first?
Only if you promise never, ever again, as long as we both shall live, to try to fix anything in this house.
I promise not to ever try to fix anything in this house again. I promise not to try to fix anything in this house again.
Hold down.